KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog, mainly in the low-lying and river valleys into this morning, and otherwise mostly cloudy today, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The body of a man who was swept beneath the Missouri River barge near Hamburg has been recovered from the river just south of the state border in Missouri. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Wednesday the body of 42-year-old Jason Grayson of Elliott was recovered Wednesday downstream from Hamburg. Grayson had been missing since Sunday when the boat he was in lost power and was swept under a barge moored to the bank of the Missouri River. The operator of the boat, 47-year-old Johnny Fields of Shenandoah, was able to swim beneath the barge and was then rescued by people along the riverbank. The 16-foot aluminum fishing boat was recovered Tuesday night. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker Wednesday released additional information about a fatal standoff that took place Tuesday night in Oakland. Danker says at around 7:15 p.m. Tuesday, Pott County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to 320 Gates Street in Oakland with regard to a man who was inside the residence with a loaded long gun. The individual was identified as 44-year-old Marshall DeShong of Oakland.
We received a call from a neighbor there that heard that that Mr. DeShong was distraught. He was in the house there on Gate Street, and he had a firearm. When the deputies arrived, they make phone contact with Mr. DeShong and his daughter, and one of the deputies tried to talk him into coming out. He refused.
Danker said the man's family members didn't think he had access to a firearm, but another individual was able to confirm that DeShong was armed.
He had made the statement. He had four bullets, three of them were for law enforcement, and one was for him. I guess a short time after the phone call was disconnected, there was a loud bang. They didn't know for sure what that was, but the deputies took cover behind their vehicle.
Those deputies were located about one half block away from the house. Assistance was requested, and deputies from Shelby and Cass County, as well as officers from the Iowa Department of Transportation and Iowa State Patrol troopers arrived. A couple of minutes later, a second bang was heard.
It was a bullet that struck the rear bumper of the patrol vehicle. And the deputy that was close to that location said she saw some sparks fly after that, so they didn't, the bullet actually struck the rear bumper of the vehicle and then probably either the metal framing or the street.
A third muffled bang was then heard. Deputies and other law enforcement officers on the scene maintained the perimeter on the scene until the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office's emergency response team arrived on the scene and took over the incident. Efforts to reestablish communications with DeShong by means of a throw phone were unsuccessful. Danker says ultimately at around 12:20 a.m. Wednesday, the decision was made to have the ERT members deploy a tactical robot into the residence.
The robot was able to go in and observe that there was a male that was laying on the floor with a gun next to him and appeared to be injured or deceased. So the deputies and the law enforcement officers that were on the scene went in and secured the house, and they were able to identify that Mr. DeShong was deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Family members told authorities DeShong had apparently been drinking and was upset over recently wrecking his four-wheeler, and he was afraid he would be going back to jail. Danker didn't have any immediate knowledge of DeShong being on probation or his past run-ins with the law. Clarinda police Tuesday night, responding to a domestic assault situation, encountered a woman who said she'd been hit with a fist, pushed, and then threatened with a samurai sword wielded by her husband. Upon further investigation, 66-year-old J.D. Allison of Clarinda was arrested at around 10:35 p.m. at the home located in the 700 block of East Stewart Street. Allison was taken into custody without incident on suspicion of aggravated domestic abuse assault. He surrendered the samurai sword without incident as well. Allison was booked into the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before the court. The female victim of the alleged assault suffered minor injuries and was examined by paramedics. Police reports concerning the incident have been forwarded to the offices of the Page County Attorney for review and consideration of formal charges being filed. In our funeral announcements, Clifford Lee Fusselman, age 65, and his sister, Deborah Sue Fusselman, age 63, both of Council Bluffs, died August the 18th. Funeral services for Clifford and Deborah Fusselman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Mayor Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. 89-year-old Lois Elizabeth Bett Payne, age 89, of Exira, died June 30th at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Lois Payne will be today at 10 o'clock at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Nina Walters, age 94, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Anita. Funeral services for Nina Walters will be today at 10:30 at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Robert L. Simpson, age 81, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Robert Simpson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Harold Harry Nolan, age 86, of Harlan, died Friday at the Veterans Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Harry Nolan will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dan Corcoran, age 58, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan Corcoran will be tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ronald D. Peterson, age 87, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ronald Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Stanley Hoy, age 89, who's formerly of Griswold, died August the 6th in Electra, Texas. Celebration of Life services for Stanley Hoy will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James B. Polson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for James Polson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. And Earl Lee Perdue, age 92, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Cremation has taken place. A memorial service for Earl Perdue will be held at a later date, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.